Well, the Chinese foreign minister says that Beijing is open to dialogue with the United States to resolve bilateral trade frictions.
Holding dialogue and not resorting to confrontation to deal with trade friction is China's consistent stance. It's also the only correct channel to solving problems. China's door is always open for dialogue, but dialogue must be held on the basis of equality, mutual respect, and established rules.
Speaking at a joint press conference with visiting British Foreign Secretary, Wang insisted that Beijing does not want a trade war. He, however, noted that China must take countermeasures in the face of U.S. aggressive attitude and violation of rights. Wang underlined that any unilateral threats or pressure from the U.S. will only backfire. The top Chinese diplomat further blamed Washington for the trade imbalance between the two countries. Wang emphasized that the U.S. should resolve bilateral trade disputes only through the framework of the World Trade Organization. Author and researcher Greg Simons joins us now from Uppsala. Mr. Simons, welcome to the program. What do you make of the recent comments coming from the Chinese foreign minister?
Well, the comments from the Chinese foreign minister seems to be a heating up again, this whole conflict on again, off again between the United States and China seems to go through these phases where it seems to be heading for a trade war, and it has all the hallmarks of one. But then at the last minute, there's a pulling out. So this just seems to be a link in the chain of this increasing, I would say, disjoint between the United States and China. Primarily to dealing with the economic issues related to the trade war.
Mr. Simons, what's the end game to this trade war? Will there be eventually a part where both sides will come to a compromise, or will we be talking about this for decades?
Well, this could be something which drags on for a while, because this seems to be something that is important for Trump, but not only important for Trump, but his predecessors, because if we remember, it was Obama that used this concept of a pivot towards Asia Pacific, which was geopolitical. What we're talking about now is geoeconomic. And I think it's certainly not in the Chinese interests to have a trade war. But one of the points is that the rising Chinese economic power, I mean, there is a certain window. I've heard some estimations that within 2 or 3 years that China would be the world's number one economy. This could also be a tactic to try prevent that from happening, so that the U.S. does remain the number one economic superpower, if we like, and that these are tactics to try and prevent the United States from losing this position. So a part of what Trump refers to is his way of doing business, his way of doing the deal at this particular point in time.
Author and researcher Greg Simons, thank you for your comments, sir.